The group Frax held a parade and standout at the Four River Bridge to protest the company Enbridge, who owned the compressor station and planned to release natural gas in an event called venting. Weymouth Mayor Bob Hedlund told residents it's not unusual for venting to occur and should not alarm residents. Frax President Alice Arena says the venting is a massive release of natural gas with toxic consequences.
So we kind of cobbled together a parade protest to alert the area that they're going to be doing massive releases of fracked gas over the next 5 days. They're going to be releasing, according to their estimate, 675,000 standard cubic feet of methane. But with that methane, because it's fracked gas, comes a whole host of toxic volatile organic compounds.
Marina calls the fossil fuel industry lawless, as she says nothing can stop the project from moving forward.
There is nothing that can control them other than the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which does not control them, which only rubber stamps everything that they do. And that's why we've ended up in the place that we're at, you know, with climate and things like that. So, you know, this is just how it is. No laws.
It's now September, and back in June, both Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey wrote to federal regulators asking to halt construction after a federal court vacated the compressor's air permit, but the work has not stopped. Enbridge began construction on the compressor station back in December and planned on opening it by the end of the year. In Weymouth, David Cedrone, WATD News.